Happy New Year and welcome inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. As a reminder, all of our guests tonight are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. We're going to continue our college football conversation and a preview of the national title game with Steve Borstein from Fox Sports New Mexico. You know, we talk about the quarterback for USC, but I also have to wonder, I mean, in terms of, you know, what's the level of concern with the number of players that could perhaps, you know, declare themselves eligible for the NFL draft? And how ultimately could this impact USC?
Sure, it's going to impact everyone. It impacts a lot of schools that obviously have, you know, players that have higher aspirations. I can't imagine that Nick Saban's going to be, you know, immune to it. I can't imagine that, you know, Clemson's not going to be immune to it. Obviously, Dabo Swinney, he's going to lose players early to the draft, but that's the business of college football. Like it or not, that's the business of college football, is that players do declare early. And I'm sure there's going to be a number of players. Juju Smith-Schuster is a player who's been talking about the draft now, and, you know, he went down with an injury. Adoree Jackson, another one who may declare himself eligible from USC. But you have to reload, and if you're in this business of college football, that's the job of the recruiters, that's the job of the coaching staff, is to have the next, you know, warm body available. And, you know, like it or not, that's the business we're in.
Just a few more minutes with Steve Borstein tonight at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Okay, so we've done a recap of the Rose Bowl, also previewed what is going to be next for USC. Let's go ahead, Steve, and let's move ahead and let's talk about one of your favorite guys. That, of course, is Lane Kiffin. He never seems to move on quietly. So he is out as Alabama's offensive coordinator. How do you think, speaking of impact, I mean, how do you think this could impact the Crimson Tide in that national title game?
I'm kind of concerned, and I think justifiably.
Okay.
So. I don't know what the level of the relationship is, the level of trust there is between Jalen Hurts and now the new offensive coordinator, Steve Sarkisian. I know he's been with the program now for several months, Sarkisian has, but I don't know how much in his ear he was into Jalen Hurts this season. I don't know how much more impact Lane Kiffin had with Jalen Hurts. So I think there's some level of concern there. They didn't play that well. They beat Washington, but that was mainly because of two defensive turnovers that Alabama took in the first half of that game. Alabama's defense really has been the story, I think, for Alabama this season. So maybe they'll use that to victory in the national championship game against Clemson. They're going to need to, because that Clemson team is awfully, awfully good the
yes.
way they just pummeled Ohio State last weekend. So I think it is going to have an impact. I think it's going to give Clemson a very legitimate look at winning that national championship. But to the point about Lane Kiffin you brought up, Lane Kiffin can't do anything without getting bad headlines, it seems, whether it's getting fired on the tarmac after the Arizona State loss
God
a few years
him.
Ago,
yeah.
the tumultuous exit here with Alabama. It always seems to be a nightmare with Lane Kiffin, but honestly, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy, to be quite honest with you.
Okay, so Steve, I mean, but how risky is this? And I also got to ask you, too, I mean, what do you think? I mean, you think Nick Saban, that he cut him, he just didn't trust him and wanted him just to go ahead and move on down the road?
Yeah, and I think from Nick Saban's perspective, it was the right thing to do. He doesn't want the distraction around. It was obviously going to be a distraction. And, you know, I mean, how smart is it for Lane Kiffin right now to appear to be getting into a war with Nick Saban while he has to start recruiting for a school that until a month ago no one had even heard of in Florida Atlantic? And,
right.
and best of luck to Lane Kiffin trying to recruit against the likes of, you know, Butch Davis, and trying to recruit against the likes of Charlie Strong now, and trying to recruit against the likes of Jimbo Fisher. Best of luck in that, because this doesn't look well on Lane Kiffin at all at a university that, let's face it, it's going to be the fourth or fifth option for a lot of kids who are going to be looking for bigger Division I schools in the state of Florida.
So how successful do you think he will be at Florida Atlantic? And I have to wonder, too, I mean, because everyone, there was such shock and surprise that he accepted this position. I mean, do you think it was like a desperate attempt to get back into being a head coach?
Well, I think part of it was, you know, I think the bigger story is how quickly the University of Houston stayed away from him. I think that's a large story that hasn't really been talked about much, because clearly Houston wants someone who's going to stick around. I don't think anyone believes that Lane Kiffin, based on his track record, whether it was USC or whether it was with the Raiders or even Tennessee, where he bolted to go take the job at USC, I don't think anyone believes Lane Kiffin is into anything long term. So Houston, I think, backed away from him just for that purpose. And Florida Atlantic, their success is going to be measured on the fact that they're, and this is no offense to anyone who happens to be a Florida Atlantic, you know, booster or anyone, but they're a second-tier school. They're not one of the big schools right now. And again, you're going to have to compete against the recruiting wars in that state, which are always brutal for a lot of schools. So I think it's a very uphill task for Lane Kiffin, but you know, 8 wins is maybe that's good enough for them, but I can't imagine a scenario where Lane Kiffin is going to stay there if they have success, because he wants to coach at a bigger school. But I don't know how many bigger schools are interested in Lane Kiffin, considering the toxicity that always seems to surround him wherever he goes.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's no way that this is his final destination. I just see and envision this being just a stepping stone till he can get to a big name school and rehabilitate his.
I agree. But again, that's going to have a large part to do with how much success he has and how much anyone actually trusts him. I mean, let's face it, Nick Saban went Bill Belichick on it. That's what Nick Saban did here. He's gonna cut the guy because he's a negative impact on the program. And the one thing Nick Saban, much like Bill Belichick, who he learned from, he's not going to tolerate that. And that's a bad look for Lane Kiffin going forward.
Hey, he knows his stuff. Steve Bortstein, check him out. Fox Sports New Mexico, 1340 AM. The host of First Sports does a great job. And we appreciate you coming on in 2017. Great job, Steve.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to talking more. And congratulations also on the OU victory in the Sugar Bowl.
That's right. Yeah, Boomer Sooner. And we're going to be talking about those Oklahoma Sooners in hour number two right here at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. You stay close. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows live and on demand right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com.